After weeks and weeks of discussion, after demonstrations and strikes, more than 150 hours of debate in both the French Senate and National Assembly, the pension reform bill passed its last legislative hurdle today with a vote of 336 to 233 in the National Assembly. The bill will now go to President Sarkozy, but even before that, the left and opposition here trying to make it as difficult as possible for the government is going to challenge the bill in the Constitutional Court. That'll mean another 8 days of limbo as the Constitutional Court decides whether the law is constitutional. In the meantime, there are more strikes and demonstrations, including tomorrow, and the strikes on the ground have not stopped either.
This massive earthquake happened on Monday night local time in the evening. It's now at least 48 hours later. We're 2 days on and still there isn't a clear view of exactly what the damage is. We know that it will take 14 hours for just that one ship to get to a port that's not even in the worst hit area. They then have to disembark and then take the aid elsewhere to go across on a smaller boat to another island. So it's just incredibly remote. You can't overstate how difficult it is for the rescuers to actually try and get aid to the people who desperately need it. Not just the dead and missing, there are also an awful lot of injured that are having to be dealt with. We have reports that hospitals are being inundated. We're hearing from officials that 150 have been severely injured. And at this point, they say they have a record of about 200 buildings completely destroyed, but they're saying that will definitely go up.
If you want to terrorize and think that it's your right to ban the free women from wearing the burqa, isn't it our right to expel your occupying forces, your men from our lands, by striking them by the neck? Yes, the formula is simple and clear. As you kill us, you will be killed. As you imprison us, you will be imprisoned. And as you threaten our security, we will threaten your security. And the initiator of the injustice is the true aggressor. The only way to safeguard your nation and maintain your security is to lift all your injustice and its extensions off our people, and most importantly, to withdraw your forces from Bush's despicable war in
A Virginia man has been arrested and will be appearing in court this afternoon on terrorism charges. His name is Farouk Ahmed, 34, of Ashburn, Virginia. He is described as a U.S. citizen born in Pakistan. According to the indictment, which we've read, he was involved in doing surveillance and planning for multiple attacks on Washington's metro system. This press release says from the Department of Justice that at no time was the public in danger during this investigation. The FBI was aware of Ahmed's activities from before the alleged attempt and closely monitored his activities through his arrest.